Hi, this is Jessica, and this is Homecoming, Inspirational Reflections with Music. So, dear friends, my hope is that this podcast episode will give you hope. I'm sitting here at the piano playing for you and speaking, and I'm here down where I live now in Australia, which is about 11,000 miles from where I originated, in a suburb of New York. And it's not so dissimilar, this little place I live here, all this way far, you know, your beautiful trees. I can see water. And the birds light on the branches. So, this little butterfly just landed on the tree outside my window as I'm speaking to you now, and I sort of feel like, well, maybe that's a sign. Kind of like a little note of hope and encouragement, because what I'm going to share with you, and you know, I know I have to make a podcast, dear friends, to tell you the little bit of what happens before I turn on the record button, you know, is that something occurs to me, like this clear bell in my experience, like something might happen. And I get this sense of, that's a moment. And everything kind of stops in that moment, you know, and it's as if that whole feeling of what's happened just diffuses through my whole body. And I know that something of extraordinary significance, that's so personal, at the same time so universal, has happened. So that's what I'm going to share with you. And this morning when I woke up, this is kind of the first thing I'm doing, you see, all these thoughts were running through my mind. And when thoughts start running through my mind like this, round and around and around, then I know it's a sign that something is there to be expressed. So I'm going to backtrack about a year and a half, which is not, to your friends, that long ago, to think of it now. And I was filling out a form, an application of some significance. And as in some of these kinds of things, you know, you're being asked about family and various details of your life. And one of the things I needed to respond to, one of the things I needed to specify, you could say, was if my parents were alive, and where they were, and how old they were, if they were still alive. And you see, I knew that my dad had passed, and I've done many podcasts about him and my special relationship with him. So I could answer that question. But when I got to the question about my mom, and if she was still alive, to be honest with you, dear friends, and this is a hard thing to say, and it was a very hard thing to feel, because I didn't know. I didn't know the answer to that question. And I guess I think, without going into all the details, dear friends, we all have so much that happens in our lives. I can say that in a nutshell, you could say. The sign or the indication, the evidence, the way of saying simply, how estranged my mom and I had become, was to say that I didn't know if she was still alive. And there I was, sitting at my desk trying to fill out this form. And I couldn't answer the question. And I couldn't just say no. And I couldn't just say yes. To be honest, I thought the chances of her being with me still were quite slim on one level. But there, sitting, pen in hand, filling that form out, I couldn't answer either way. So sometimes, dear friends, when that kind of thing happens and you begin to become irked in a way that you can't shed from you, you know, you can't move from it. It begins to play on you. I spoke to a very trusted friend, somebody who was really intuitive, somebody who had given me a lot of good advice in the past, and it seemed to bear fruit, and it seemed to be right, and it seemed to really be kind of surprisingly accurate. You know, that's a blessed friend when you have somebody like that. So back then, a year and a half ago, I called this person and I said, I really don't know the answer to this question. And they said, you know, Jess, my feeling is that your mom is still alive. And you have to understand, dear listener, that it had been some years since I'd had any contact with her. Now I was living all this way, 11,000 miles from where I was raised. And I thought to myself, suddenly, in a kind of wave of necessity, an urgency that I had to try and contact my mom. Because if in fact she was still alive and I hadn't done so, it might become one of the biggest regrets I could imagine. So I called the place that I thought she might be, the place that I knew she had been, the last place, a nursing home. I was nervous, but something was moving me beyond myself, beyond those experiences and feelings and everything that had happened. It was a kind of ultimate sense that I had to reach out. And when I called, a nurse answered, and I said, you know, my name is Jessica, and I think my mom might be there, but I don't know. Would you be able to help me? It's been a long time since I've seen her or been in touch. And even before I finished that sentence, the voice on the end of the line, with a kind of happy ease, said, oh, of course, she's right here. And dear friends, within 30 seconds, I was on the phone with my mom. And when I heard my mom's voice and she heard mine, when she heard that it was I there calling her, she broke down in tears and she said, oh, Jessie, it's so good to hear from you. It's a new world. And in that moment, dear friends, that was my experience. Something I could have never imagined, given all the hardship, all the difficulty, all the travail, everything that had unfolded over the years and decades prior. It was like the sun emerged clear and full and bright from behind all of those dark clouds. And they all dissolved in that instant, so that in that instant all there was the sun. So, in all this time since then, I have been speaking to my mom. The blessings of technology is that now I can see her even from this distance. And we spend time together, either on the phone or on FaceTime, and it's so beautiful. It's something I could never have imagined, you know, it's like, and to use a kind of spiritual analogy, because I think it has felt to me, it has felt as miraculous as this. It's like a rebirth, it's like a resurrection, it's like something was so far beyond what you could have imagined that there is no actual connection between what was before and what is now. So, yesterday morning, I was speaking to my mom, and I was on FaceTime with her so she could see me and I could see her, and I was in my kitchen, and I like my kitchen. I have little things here and there, and little plants, and little sort of knickknacks, and mementos and little gifts that my students have given me, and I kind of create this whole sort of beautiful atmosphere, you know, along the wide windowsill and the little shelves that overhang the countertops. And my mom was there with me, and it was the morning, so I was cleaning up, and I thought, well, I think I'll just keep going and I'll kind of dry the dishes. And dear friends, I don't know if I'm going to be able to describe this, but what happened was that as I went on my way doing these little things in my kitchen, my mom began to take the greatest delight in what I was doing. Now you have to understand, and this is something that I really will have a difficult time describing, but this had never happened before. For one thing, my mom always said that she was allergic to the kitchen, and she spent as little time in the kitchen herself as she possibly could, all through her, you know, sort of earlier life and with me as I was growing up. But she was there with me as I was doing these little things. And the simplicity of this moment between us was so deep and so simple and so profound that it felt as if, and indeed I believe, that was like heaven on earth. She said to me as I was drying my dishes and the glasses and the plates and the small things and washing up and kind of cleaning here and there and watering the plants, my little green plants that I nurture. My mom said to me, "Jessie, you do that so well." You do those things so well and so beautifully. It's the first time that my mom had ever said something like that, about something like that. Something so simple, you know, you could miss it as having any significance. But there, as we were together, as I was there pottering around my kitchen, my mom there with me on FaceTime, watching my simple movements, it was indeed an experience of deep and abiding bliss. A feeling of love that's so enduring, so permeating of everything, that I carried that feeling through from those moments with my mom. And in fact, we spent almost 2 hours together. I carried that feeling through the entire day. And then I was speaking to my dear friend, Garth Weber, who has become a cherished confidant and colleague and soul brother and deep, beautiful person. A fellow musician who has begun to accompany me on these podcasts. I said to him later that day, I told him what happened, and I said, "You know, it's so incredible how a lifetime of difficulty and pain and challenge and estrangement and anger and hurt, I said, it's amazing how it can be dissolved in a second." And he marveled with me on that, you know. He marveled with me. Actually, he might have been the one that said the second. I always like to give everybody credit where credit is due. He might have been the one that said it was the second. In the second, it was dissolved. And then I was reflecting back on the experience that morning, and I said, yeah, it could have even been like a nanosecond. Something so incredible and instantaneous that time doesn't even seem to figure into it. And we were agreeing and marveling about it, how everything can be healed and dissolved and shifted and changed, and moved into, not even moved into, it's like the old world doesn't even exist anymore, and there you are in this heaven-like existence that has completely replaced in that millisecond of time, immediately, without any working out of all of the past. It's just healed. And love abides through it all. So, dear friends, I feel like this moment, you know, so many of us are estranged from so many of us within families and friendships in this world. I mean, look at it. Oh my gosh. So many of us are estranged. There's so much. But I had to make this podcast this morning to express and engender what I feel, which is a kind of hope, that everything can be healed in a moment, in an instant, in that nanosecond of time, that there is something that is possible that is completely counter to anything we might imagine. And that new world that my mom spoke of when we first connected, when I first called her, nervous but needing with that urgency to try and connect again. It is indeed, dear friends, it is indeed, and this is the most amazing and, one might say, well, almost radical thought. To affirm, indeed, it is a new world. It is a new world.